So, leaving off, we're starting where we left off yesterday. There is currently nobody here who was here. Who was here yesterday? Okay, that's fine.
Well, just the grand total of Aria.
Yes.
Yesterday, just Aria.
Yes.
Where was everyone else sleeping?
I don't know. Where were you?
I was not here. Ah,
so really, you're a total shaggy.
I explained both my absence on Friday and shops.
Does Cosworth not comment on the Durham?
Where am I up to? Does Cosworth not comment on the Durham? Yes, they do.
But it's all the run over here.
Yeah, but Toasters.
Oh. Wow, why do they do it like that?
Toasters and the run are the stick weird and there's gears of problems. The run is Gishmak. where was I up to? Okay. Okay. Over loads to the Lima Hina,
where are you?
I'm looking, trying to work out where I am.
We're not discussing the share of beer.
I missed my beer. Where am I?
Well, the share of steer, that's enough.
I'll stop right now. Okay. Betum Alma, five lines up from the bottom, 2 lines from the end of the line. Betum Alma, Beloikin of Elostira, Delema Heman, and Echad Minelan. So, Betum Alma, meaning, right, if Istam, a woman, there sleeps with another man who's not, she's not married to. Not in a case of Soita, Stam, right? How do you know that an Eid Echad is not Ne'eman in that case? Ne'emar Khan, Ki Matza, Bar, Vastar, Ne'emar Alan, Alpishnaim, Eidim, Alpishlisha, Eidim, Gokelkum, Tabar, Matar, Amul Alan, Eidim, Shnaim, Af Khan, Eidim, Shnaim. So here, in the context of Soita, it says, Ki Matza, Bar, Ervas, Dabar, right? He found Ervas, Dabar in her, found something about Erva in her. And then it says, later on, it says, Alpishnaimin or Alpishloshayashim Yakum Davar. So Davar, Davar, it's a clear Davar. Anything which is a Davar, so to speak, right, you need two Edim to testify about it. Tana Rabbanan. Ezuhi Edus Arishoina. Zu Edus Dira. Edus Acharoina. Zu Edus Tuma. So, what's the Edus Rishoina? Meaning, what's the edus Rishon in the context of Soita? That's the edus of Stira. That's the edus that she went into Yichud. No, not the edus of Kinoy, right? And what's the edus Acharoina? What's called edus Acharoina? That's the edus that she actually did it, which will prevent her from drinking the Soita water. Her husband has to divorce her without a ksuba, but she doesn't drink the Soita water. Vechama shiur Stira. So how long should she be in Yichud with the man for that it would trigger all of this? Kdei tuma. So enough for it to be tuma, right? Long enough for tuma to have happened. What's tuma? Kdei bia. Kdei hara. Kdei hakachas dekel. So then the Gemara says kdei bia. Kdei tuma means kdei bia, enough that they have enough time to sleep together. And it says, what does that mean? It doesn't mean they have enough time for them to be all done, right? It means for it to just have started, right? It means enough for the penetration to have started, right? And what does it mean that penetration has started? So it means his member has literally just entered her. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Rabbi Eliezer Mer, Dei Meziga Sakois. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's enough time that a cup of wine could have been poured.
Just a cup of wine. Someone just be pouring a cup of wine.
And they'll pour a cup of wine and they'll pour some water into it because they used to dilute their wine, like habitually. Right? And however long that takes, so I don't know, presumably a few seconds is enough. Right? Rabbi Yeshua Mer, Deilish Doise. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it should be enough so that they can pour the wine and then drink it. Ben Azay says, long enough for them to have cooked an egg. Rabbi Akiva Mer, Kdei Legoima. It's Rabbi Akiva says, long enough so that you can chew it slowly.
I don't get how they come to all these measurements.
It's an excellent question. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseiro Emer, Kdei Ligmoya Sholesh Beitzim. Zuach Harzu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseiro says it's enough to chew up, sort of slowly, properly chew, 3 eggs, this after that. Okay, so these are all regular shurim in the Torah of time, right? That's really where it comes from. They're not shurim that are unique to Sota, with actually the exception of the Tumah. Right, that is obviously a shurim which is relevant to Sota. But for the rest of them, they're not really Sota shurim. They're shurim that are shurim of time that exist in Torah. And they're trying to work out which shir should be applied here. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yirmiyah Omer Leikshor Gardi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiyah says it is enough to tie Gardi Nima, excuse me. So it's enough to tie off some strings. Chanin ben Pinchas Omer Kadesha Toshit Yadah Letoich Pia Lito Kesam. Right, Rabbi Chanin ben Pinchas Omer, it should be long enough that she can put her hand into her mouth and take out something spiky that's in there. And not so much in context what that could be, but okay. Palimo Omer, sorry. That's spiky. Spiky. Yeah, I've had biltong. Biltong is not spiky. Biltong is wonderful, but not spiky. Okay. Balei Omer, if they should associate yada lesal little kikar. So Palema says long enough that she can put her hand into a basket to take out the bread. Afal pisha ein raela davar zechela davar. Right, even though there is no clear proof, right, there is some sort of zecher, there's like some sort of evidence that whether this is true. Ki ve'adi shazayna ad ki kar lechem. Right, because for a woman who is promiscuous until a loaf of bread. So that's a raya for the parish of Palema, right?
This
person
says this, and the Gemara.
Yeah, it's an unusually large number of
different opinions.
V'chol hanilamali, and why do we have all these? Right? So. Why do we have all? Why do we have all these shurim? Tzricha, you need them all, right? What's the implication that you all have that? When you say why do we have all these, what does that mean? What's the question?
Opinions.
Yeah.
But why is it worth mentioning all these?
I don't think it's such a good question. We usually mention lots of opinions. It's saying that they're all the same thing. Right? Why we have 50 different ways of saying the same thing?
They're right? Not all the same thing, though.
Apparently they are. Tzrichi. De'i tanach de tuma, ha've aminach de tuma sa, ve'artse sa, kamashmo. You need it, because if the Tana had just said Kletuma, then you would have said it's enough to be tummy her, but also enough for him to seduce her. So that takes a little bit longer. That teaches us that it's Kdebia. Ve'itana Kdebia. And if it was to say Kdebia, Have Amina Kdegmar Bia. If it just said it was enough for them to have Bia, for them to have intercourse, you would have thought for them to complete the act of intercourse. By the way, complete the act of intercourse in the Gemara does not mean they're all done. It means a full penetration. Therefore, we know it's just the beginning of penetration. And sorry about the salacious nature of the topic, but it is what it is. V'iyash mu'in and k'dei ra'ara, and if we had just said it was k'dei ha'ara, then we would have thought, again, it's enough to have the beginning of penetration after he had seduced her, right? Kamash malang de tuma. No, therefore you know it's only the time taken for kara. Ve'kama k'dei ha'ara, and how do you know how much of the ha'ara is? K'dei ha'kafas dekels, and the time it takes you to walk around a palm tree. Vera minhi, and this is there. We have a contradiction. Venistera. And she went into, she was into yichud with the man, right? Vechama shir stira. How long is the stira? Lo shamanu. We haven't heard. She oimer. Vehinit ma have emer kdei tuma kdei bia kdei hara kdei chazaras dekel divrei bali yitzar. So. We say, since it says, I know it's Dei Tuma, which is the same as Dei Bia, which is Kdei Hara, like we said before, which is Kdei Chazaras Dekel.
Not Hakafas.
What?
Usually it's Hakafa.
Before it was Hakafas Dekel, time to walk around the palm tree. the time it takes to warm up, walk around the palm tree. So now it is. What does Hazaras Dekel mean?
Now it's 5:45.
Not sure. Rashi's not helping me here. Okay, let's see. Right, Devar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, Merak Dei Mizikas Kois. Rabbi Yeshua says it's enough to pour a white bottle of wine. Benazai Merak Dei Shloise. Benazai says enough to drink it. Rabbi Kiva Merak Dei Shloise. Rabbi Yitzitza. Rabbi Tetra to cook an egg. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Basira. Merak Dei La Gaima. It's enough to chew up the egg. Chasad Daita Hainu Kachapas Dekel. Hainu Chazaras Dekel. We would have thought that we're talking about the same thing, right? That Chazaras Dekel is just another way of saying walk here in a palm. Hasa Mamar Rabbi Shmuel Kdei Hakapas Dekel. There, Rabbi Shmuel said, it's enough to walk around a palm tree. Upalig Rabbi Eliezer Ale. And Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with him. Hachamar Rabbi Eliezer de Chazaras Dekel. And here, Rabbi Eliezer actually says, they have Chazaras Dekel.
I'm arguing with her. What's the difference?
Sorry?
What's the difference?
Whether she's a soto or not.
What's the difference between a Kavas Dekel and a Chazaras Dekel? Obviously.
So it's about to...
what's Chazaras Dekel? Returning to a palm tree.
Rabbi Kiva... Abaye is just about to say what it is. Abaye says, Hakafa Beregel Chazara Beruach. So Abaye asked exactly your question, and the answer that he gave was, Hakafa walking around a Dekel means walking around a Dekel. Right? Chazaras Dekel doesn't mean walking around Dekel, it means the time it takes for the wind to blow the palm tree and then it returns to its original slant. And time it takes to sway.
There can't be an exact time.
It does not depend on like the strength of the winds and the size of the palm tree. And...
I assume it's a Ruach Matsuya. It usually is in Halacha. I don't know. Most shiurim in Halacha are not like super, super, super exact. How much is an olive? You know? How much is an egg?
How much does it take to chew an egg? How long does it take to chew an egg?
However long it takes.
There's a very, all very subjective shiurim.
I mean, you need to have subjective shiurim. These days, when we have rulers and we have stopwatches, and so we can be very precise in our shiurim. The question of whether there's value to being that precise in shiurim is a question I will leave for another time, but certainly the ability exists, right?
That kind of precise equipment.
Sorry?
They didn't have that kind of precise equipment.
Well, it's not they didn't have any equipment. How would I meant to, like... What are we talking about? They knew how much an olive was, so that was what they did. The shuvah is going in and says that. Okay. Bai Ravashi. Ravashi says... asks, Chazara Beruach, Yehechi Da'azel V'Hadar Asi. Odilma Yehechi Da'azel V'Asi V'Hadar. Kai Beduchte Tekel. So Ravashi says, when we say Chazaras Dekel, the time that the palm tree takes to sway, do we mean that it's enough for it to sway once? Or is it enough for it to sway and then stop swaying because the wind stopped? And if the wind blew sort of once, one gust, and then stopped, how long would it take the palm tree to stop swaying altogether? Which one I mean? Teiku, we're not sure. Hasama Marabil. Parenthetically, since I'm sure you will at some stage over the course of the year hear this particular rant, everybody says that Teiku is Tishbi Yataris Koshyos. Yes, that's what it stands for. Right, Eliyahu Tishbi will come in the New Yosef Shiach and he'll answer all our questions. Right, Jonathan Ziering has an obsession with this. He says, no, that's not true. It means it's just short for Teikum. That suffix will stand. Hasam Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Dei Mizika Sakois. Hacha Dei Chazara Stekel. So here it says, Rabbi says it's enough to you have to do it the how long it takes to pour a glass of wine, and here he says how much long it takes for the palm tree to sway. So the answer, the Gemara answers, no, that's not a problem. They're the same amount of time. Right. Dear Rabbi Yehuda said, it's Kdei Mizikas Kos. Dear Rabbi Yeshua said, it's enough to drink the wine. And here he said, it's enough to pour the wine. So now he said, what you'll say is Limzog Uvelishtos. It's enough time to pour the wine and then drink it.
Is this challenging Rabbi Yeshua?
It's saying Rabbi Yeshua contradicts himself. There he said it's enough to drink it, and here he says enough to pour it. He answered, no, it really means to pour it and drink it. Right? That's what he meant both times. And so, Velema Idibi Diacharashir. Maybe you should say that no, it's really the same amount of time. Imkein Hayinu Rabbi Eliezer. Then he has the same opinion as Rabbi Eliezer, so why is he being listed as a different opinion? Because Hasa Mamar Ben Azaik David Slay Spetsa. By the way, this means that the Gemara has. I explained the Gemara according to Rashi that they are all the same shir, but clearly the Gemara backed off from that, parenthetically. Yeah? Okay. Amar Ben Azai said, Velitz Lois Beitza. Rabbi Ben Azai said it was enough to fry up an egg. Hacha Mark Deilish Toysa. Here he said it's enough to drink, it's the time it takes to drink the wine, right? Says the idi veidi chachiruhu, though that's just that really is the same amount of time. Hasamamar Rabbi Akiva de la goma. There Rabbi Akiva said it's enough to chew, it's the time it takes to chew up an egg. Hacha Mark Deilitz Lois Beitza. And here it said it's enough to cook an egg. Emach delitz lois beitza ule goyma. So you'll say, no, it's enough time. It's the time it takes to cook an egg and then eat it. It says v'leima idi v'idi chachi urahu. Maybe you should say that really those two also are the same amount of time. So it says no. Then Rabbi Kiva has the same opinion as Ben Asai. And why are they listed as two separate opinions? Okay. There, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said it's the time it takes to chew three eggs one after the other. Here he says enough time takes to chew one egg. Obviously, that's irreconcilable. That can't be the same amount of time. Okay. The dvar de Rabbi Akiva kamar. No, it's the same. That's really saying what Rabbi Akiva said. But he's saying I heard from Rabbi Akiva, but he's not saying he agrees with it. The Ka'amar Mesharin Bitzalia Uvigmiya, because who said that we work it out based on time it takes to fry up an egg and eat it? Ema Shiur Gemiya Lechuda Zeligmoya Shalish Beitzim Zuachazuda Hainus Liogmiya. Or maybe it means that the time it takes to chew up an egg, three eggs, is the time it takes to cook and eat one egg. That's the same amount of time. Rabbi Eliezer ben or Elazar ben Yirmiyah Amer, they should yikshar garde nima, they can tie a knot with the strings. By Rav Ashi, dimirachek or dimikarev, teku. So,
teku.
Sorry. So what's the case is you've got a string, right? It basically split, and now you're tying off the end. So Rav Ashi asked, are we talking about when they were far apart? Like it really split or it just split a little bit? Different amount of time, right? We're not sure. Chanin ben Pinchas Omer, Desha Soshit Yadot Latoich Lesoich Pia Likol Kesam. Time takes something out of her mouth. Bai Rav Ashi Dime Hadeik or Dileme Hadeik Teiku. Rashi says, is it stuck in her teeth? We're not sure. Halima Omer, Desha Soshit Yadot Lesoich the Tolki Karp. Halima said, it's time to take bread out of a basket. Bai Rav Ashi Dime Hadeik or Dileme Hadeik, is it stuck there or not? Is it like wedged in? Bechadasa oy beasika. Is it a new basket or is it an old basket which is smoother and therefore things will come out of it more easily? Right? Bechamimo bekrira, is the bread hot or cold? Bedechite of desari, is it wheat bread or is it barley bread? Berakika oy beakusha, is it soft bread or hard bread? Teiku, not sure on any of those.
But if they're not sure about the details of their measurements, then how can they give the measurement?
Somebody gave it and now we're trying to work out what they said.
Yeah, we don't know exactly, like they said their measurement, we don't know
the exact. So clearly if we're not sure what the measurement was, we don't paskin by them.
We don't. We paskin Klei Tuma, like the first opinion. I'm seeing a lot of giggles around the table. I will mention, I'm not certain in this particular case, but the Amorim definitely did have a sense of humor. This might be a joke. I don't know if I should have said that on recording. But there you go.
I think that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Okay, for later.